anyone excited? Can we start there before I get into the news stories?
Excited?
Is anyone happy today?
Not really.
Is anyone happy?
No, I had to get up early.
No, summer's officially over.
Yeah.
School's back in.
Right.
So, you know, if you're a student, you're like, this sucks.
Blows.
And if you drive to work every day, you're like, ah, those big yellow things that make me stop every 5 feet or back.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get cameras on them.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like, no one's, right?
Yeah.
It's the end of a long weekend.
Yep.
For some of us, a vacation. Like, no one's happy
the
today, right?
The fun ends right this second.
Is anyone happy?
No!
Exactly not.
Thank you!
I'm thinking about everything I didn't do over the summer. I'm like, man, time's out.
Right.
Summer's gone. I didn't do
gone.
This.
Gone.
I never took that walk along the beach myself.
Yeah.
Right. All those things. Yeah. Right? No, I'm just, we're all together on this?
We're all together on this. We're united.
No one's happy right now.
Yes.
No.
It's unanimous.
No one's happy.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
If you're happy for some reason, please call.
You're medicated.
And tell us.
Yes.
It could inspire happiness here.
Right.
And throughout the land.
Maybe.
877-764-2535. But I know... when we're doing a subject, it's very difficult. We're not going to get any calls. We're not getting any calls.
No.
By the way,
yep.
No one's calling like, yeah, I'm happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Awake at 6:10 like, yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's 6 in the morning. It's going to be winter soon. And I'm happy.
I sell school supplies. I'm happy.
Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah. Are
You're
you happy?
Happy?
Hey, Mr. Happy.
I'm happy. You guys are back.
Oh,
that's nice.
Nice. Bronos, what?
No, but that's nice.
It's very
it's like,
nice.
All right, so it's kind of like a we're all in this together.
Okay, good. Like a support group.
It sucks, but right. Now you have to suffer too.
Exactly right. He's happy we're suffering like the rest of them.
All right.
I'm sleeping
good.
In right now. Okay.
Any other reason to be happy?
Going back to work after chaos over the weekend, hot water heater, a roof on a shed, and then a house leak in the roof.
Okay. Oh. You've had a lot of bad things happening at the house, so now work is a delight.
Do you live at my house?
It's a delight today, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm still hurting from the weekend.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right.
That's very good. I'm inspired by this call. Thank you.
Thank God for work.
All right. You guys enjoy the day.
All right.
See
you too.
Next.
Thank you. All right. We're just doing a check here. Who the hell in this area is happy?
Right. And why?
And why? What's your problem?
Why?
Chaz and AJ. Hello. Good morning.
If you have
I-Man.
Oh, good morning.
Morning, I-Man.
I'm ecstatic.
Are you high?
He's ecstatic. Well, what are you, a balloon?
Not yet. But my dogs are back in town. Chad and DJ. So I am so excited.
Oh, are we your dogs?
Now, where are you?
Who's DJ? AJ?
Okay, so where are you excited? Where are you excited exactly?
I don't want to know.
You guys are like the DAW.
No, you do not want to know. But yeah, I am. I'm so happy. I hear that Star Spangled Banner, and that just, oh my God! I wait 2 hours for that.
Oh wow!
You know that started. On September 12th, 2001, the day after 9/11,
really?
We came on and we just started every show with the national anthem. We did Whitney Houston's version, which we will do on Friday.
Yes.
But we just never stopped playing it. You know, it's it's never forget. We're supposed to never forget.
And we didn't forget.
Yeah.
No, don't ever forget. This is America. We're the best country in the world. I don't care what people think, but...
Yeah, screw them.
Screw those people.
I am so excited.
All right.
Cool.
Thank you, I-Man.
Hear your voice.
Thank
you. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you, too. Thank you. Hungry man?
Hey, it's been a long week without you guys.
Wow.
I'm happy to hear you.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy to hear you in the morning.
Oh. All right, so this is the enjoyment in the state right now is that we're back. So this gives you an example of how bad things are.
Right, it's so sad. We're the source
okay.
of happiness.
This
sad.
Is it.
Oh, wow.
We're it.
That's just going to get me through the week.
I told you things were bad.
Just close the states now. Tri-state area is now closed.
Okay.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Thank you, my brother.
Don't you threaten me.
Nancy on Long Island.
Disney dog, I'm happy you're back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been away for 2 months. I've been in Canada. I've been in Newfoundland.
No,
you've been in Newfoundland.
I don't work in the summer.
I don't work in the summer. Okay,
right. She's a nanny.
So now you're back to work.
Yeah. Now, and I am so happy because I was with my husband the whole time, and I'm like, I can't take it.
Yeah. No one says go back to work in another half.
Now, he's like much older than you, right? So you're kind of just counting the days.
So you're also his nanny.
Who was that?
That was Emily.
Emily.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm not his nanny. He's out golfing and playing cards and going to
all right, he's doing his thing.
Go wow, good. Having a life. Good man. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you're stuck in Newfoundland with him, and he doesn't drink, so everything falls there.
No. Yeah.
It's hard to be around people who don't drink.
Yeah. Sober people.
You know what?
Sober people.
I'm sorry.
Boom.
It is.
Yeah.
I hope to someday be a person who doesn't drink, but not now.
I'm an Irish girl, so what do you know?
It's in the blood.
I eat potatoes. And drink my beer.
Right. And she's line dances, square dances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Nancy, thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
have a good
day. Got the hook.
Ken?
That's me, buddy.
I didn't think this segment would last this long. I asked, like, who the hell is happy?
I'm shocked. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
What's your excuse?
Dude. Yeah. I'm actually glad that you guys are back.
Well, thank you.
Well, what happened?
And I do look forward to the Star Spangled Banner every morning.
Thank you.
Me too.
Every morning.
Thank you. You
My sister was born on September 11th.
Who?
And she passed away years ago.
Who? Who was born?
My sister.
She was born on September 11th?
She was born on September 11th, yeah.
2001?
She died when she was 61 years old.
Oh, so not 2001.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
She died in 2000. No, she died. She died 6 years ago. But I listen to, I drive autistic kids to school.
Oh, man.
And it's hard for me to get on the radio in the morning because I can't talk while I'm driving.
Right.
So, but I appreciate you guys, what you do. That's all.
Oh, thank you, man. You do a very special job. Yeah. Takes a special person to do what you do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Have a good day, man.
Mark?
Hey, how's it going, man? Right.
Hello.
Hey, I've got one hell of a story to tell you guys.
Okay. Excellent.
What did you do?
Excellent.
What did you do?
Oh, great. I was screwing around with my buddy. We were down at the fairgrounds. We were in my truck. I peeled out, and I knew something was fucked up when I went in grass.
Something was effed up.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, I went over this bump. Went over this whole goddamn hill. And I drove. I almost ran into a tree. The only thing I did was dented my fender, and I fucked up my tire.
You screwed up your tire. Stop saying the F word.
Right? How hard did you hit your head, man?
Oh yeah. Sorry about that, man. Okay. Now I'm driving my grandmother's friend's BMW.
Oh, and it's a country song.
Tractor. It's got no power steering. Headlight out. Tail light out.
A BMW.
What year? Like, yeah.
A hard life.
1952 BMW.
Broke Machine Works.
And on my truck, my spare tire was leaking air the whole time. I had to keep refilling it the whole damn time.
Oh, damn.
When you run things over like a curb and stuff like that.
We were doing a segment like, call in if you're happy. I thought no one would call.
Oh, am I happy? Oh, hell no. Oh, yeah, I'm on my way to school right now. I woke up at what? Okay.
I'm out of dump.
Dude, I gotta go all the way out to Middletown.
I gotta let you go. I'm out of dump button right now.
Right, right. Yeah. I hope you have a better day today. I hope you have a better day today. Yes.
Oh my God, Grandma's BMW.
Right, pay attention to the road.
Oh, jeez. All right, Mark. That was a very colorful call.
It was. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Oh my God, these people with the happy stories. Right. You're ruining my bit. Rich, go ahead. What are you happy about?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. Good morning. What a potty mouth, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just happy you guys are back. Not to piggyback on what everybody already said. And I was telling Phil and Ruth did great all week. They killed it, man, with the A to Z. They really were entertaining. But I'm glad you guys are back as you know, all you guys together. You know, I'm sure I speak for many. You guys make the mornings tolerable, bro. I really love you guys. Wow. Really grateful.
Thank you, man.
Love you guys. Glad you're back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Like radio alcohol.
I didn't think it would turn into this. It's hard to stop. Like, oh, stop saying nice things about me.
No, please. No more nice things. No, please, no.
I really thought I'd be right.
Yeah. Oops.
And I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Get used to it. That's my life. I'm always wrong.
Mary.
Hey, how are you guys? Good morning. Happy to have you back.
Happy to have you back. I know. Go ahead.
Happy to have you back. So my little happy news is that I've been married 42 years today.
Happy anniversary. Wow.
Happy anniversary. Right?
So you're happy. That's
thank you. Yep. We dated for 3 years before we got married. And the funny little story is that I was trying to get my last minute tan 42 years ago on the beach, and all of a sudden, you know, I felt something like disgusting over on, you know, crowded beach. And I looked up, and a bunch of seagulls flew over and pooped on me.
Oh, right? That's a sign of good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So I.
Lucky your mouth wasn't open.
Really? Was it?
Oh, no. So I went home and I told my mom, I said, oh my God, a seagull just pooped on me and this and that. She goes, oh, one seagull? I ordered about five.
I love mom.
I was a little bridezilla. I don't know, 22 and you're...
You don't sound like you were a bridezilla. What was your first dance, do you remember?
Oh my God. Well, our first dance was supposed to be the theme song of Tootsie, right? So we hired the band 9 months before our wedding. They said, "Oh, don't worry, we'll learn it. We'll do it exactly right." So we're at the lineup at the door to be announced. The guy comes up to me at the band. He goes, "Oh, we didn't learn that song. How about this one?" After I paid them like back then $800.
Yeah.
And I looked at them. And I said, "What choice do I have?"
Hey.
You know,
when they play Taps.
Anyway. It was awful. Oh.
What a disappointment. All right, well, here it is.
Are you dancing?
Oh, yeah. Oh God, don't make me cry, guys.
This is a song.
Thank
huh?
you.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
You have to listen to the words. Thank you so much.
I don't.
Yeah, no.
It's not what I'm doing.
No. But thank you.
That's I already lovely. Spent like 13 minutes listening to why everyone's happy.
Thanks for ruining our morning.
Really? What the hell happened with that Lindsey Clancy trial?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Kat, the litigator. She does... videos on social media where she has a cocktail and
yep.
she's I love it, by the way. What did you think of the end result?
Good morning,
morning.
Guys. Do you know, I was not surprised that they could not reach a unanimous verdict. I mean, the factual scenario here was easy to decide. She killed the children. That was not an issue. The legal question, however, was brutally hard, right? What happened in the house was not at issue. What was happening in her head while that was happening was the issue. So I wasn't too surprised that 12 people couldn't come to you to a unanimous verdict.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Now, if they if that one juror, so it was 11 to 1, 11 saying not guilty. If that one went not guilty as well, what would have happened? She just walks out and she walks free.
So I understand that that's the reporting. The 11 to 1 is the reporting. I haven't seen anything from the court that verifies that count. But if you want to assume that as the starting point, right?
Oh, there was big arguments about this.
Yeah,
there was big arguments that there's one person not applying the law of reasonable doubt.
Yeah, and they identified that person, too. I saw that one
juror.
Yeah,
and I mean, if the idea was not guilty by lack of criminal responsibility, she does not just walk out, right? And that's something that we've talked about before, how she doesn't just go home. Not guilty by lack of criminal responsibility means commitment to a psychiatric facility potentially for the rest of her life.
Mm.
That commitment is revisited frequently to try to assess her wellness, her dangerousness. But if she's not guilty by lack of criminal responsibility, it's not as though she simply just walks out and goes home, right? She's committed, but it's not to a custodial jail. It's to a psychiatric facility to get treatment.
You have to be really screwed up in your head to take three children. I don't even care if they're strange children that you've never met, but your own children. Think about your own children.
Yeah.
Three cats. Like anything that's alive.
Yeah. Innocent.
Other than like a fly.
Right.
But you know, three living things and to choke the life out of them.
Disgusting.
There's something way broken in there. Do you think the prosecution overcharged?
Well, the prosecution went with three first degree murder charges, and what they had to prove was, you know, extreme atrocity, right? And, I mean, you have just said it right now. When you think about what happened in the house, which is undisputed, what happened there is undisputed, right? You know, they obviously believed that the circumstances of those killings met the bar for extreme atrocity. I think what they didn't factor in was the significant, prolific amount of evidence produced by Kevin Reddington and the defense team to support the lack of criminal responsibility at the time of the killings, right? Yeah. And that's where you find what is being reported as this 11-1 for not guilty by lack of criminal responsibility. You've got, if that's the situation, you've got one juror who says, you know what? I actually think all the evidence that was presented by the defense has convinced me she was not in her right mind, but I cannot vote not guilty by lack of criminal responsibility because of the actual nature of the act, right? And you can see, I mean, people want to vilify these jurors, but the truth of the matter is that, and we talked about this, I think it was two times ago when I was on with you, this is a nearly impossible task. You take regular people out of their lives and out of their neighborhoods, and you put them in this courtroom, and you have them watch all of this. And then you say to them, now, strangers, go in the back and make a decision about what the right verdict here is. And any juror who is asked to do that in a regular, you know, a DWI, a robbery, any other kind of case, it's a hard job.
You know what
kind of case?
You know what piece of evidence? The one thing that made me think, like, if I'm that 12th person, if I'm the one who's like, I'm the holdout.
Yeah.
I was trying to think what piece of evidence would be like, no, can't do it, man. It's that she took a phone call in the middle of the murders.
Yeah.
That to me says, you know, if you don't take this call, he's coming right home.
Yeah.
So you know what you're doing is bad.
Yeah.
That to me, that would have been the one thing I'd be like, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, that's calculating.
I think she knew. Like, yeah. I know she was crying for help. I know there's plenty of evidence suggest that the system failed her so many times. It's you feel bad for someone who murdered three kids. But
yeah.
She knew what she was doing was wrong. She took that call to like, all right,
yeah,
don't come home right now.
Yeah,
yeah. That
was a powerful piece of evidence for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, the things that you've just said can both be true at the same time, right? She is tragically mentally ill, and that state is declining, and you see it over time. It was shown by the defense very clearly that over time, her mental health was declining and she was asking for help. That can be true, and she can still possess the criminal responsibility. And the phone call may be a piece of evidence that demonstrates that. And maybe if the government is going to retry this case, the Commonwealth is going to come again, you know, more significant emphasis, less sensationalizing, and more significant stomping on pieces of evidence like that, that's going to be the calculus for them now. Can they change up their presentation of proof so that they can get 12 people to agree again? And I don't know. I don't know if they would be able to do that, or if presenting a plea bargain to her is now in everyone's best interest, including the Commonwealth, right? And, you know, look at Carrie.
I think they got to charge her again. I think they got to go through it again.
Yeah.
They really did. All those doctors looked horrible on the stand. They were all bad. Now the civil trial comes. She has another team of attorneys that are going to go after all these doctors for failing her.
Yeah.
They overprescribed her. They had her just so screwed up. She called a suicide hotline, and they said, yeah, you don't qualify. I'm like,
whoa.
I don't know. I think she did.
Yeah.
This is a tough one. You know what the weirdest thing to me was? These women in pink outside cheering for her.
Yeah.
Saying she didn't do it. It's like,
she said she did it.
She said she did it.
Yeah.
Her attorney says she did it.
Right.
Her ex-husband says she did it.
Right.
Everybody's in agreement that the ex-husband didn't do it.
Right.
And it's weird.
Yeah, very weird.
It's weird, the people, where these people come from. What do they do during the, like, who are they? Were they paid by the, like, who are these?
Yeah.
They should all be examined.
Where they come from, yeah.
You cannot imagine, the commentary that I receive on my social media page, if I deign to say something like, the government does not have a right to a fair trial. Only the defendant has a constitutionally protected right to a fair trial.
Hmm.
People come at you from every side.
Really?
And people insisting that she, she murdered the children, therefore the verdict was obvious, are confabulating legal guilt and factual guilt, right? The factual guilt is the fact that she killed the children is undisputed. And anyone who is still standing around saying, the husband did it, or she didn't do it, or, some phantom stranger did it, are not living in reality, right? She killed the children, and we know that factually that act has been conceded. But legally, the question, and the only question at the trial, was, did she possess the correct state of mind to make her guilty of murder one? That would be the criminal responsibility piece. And people are just mixing those two things up. The fact of what she did, vice the legal standard for intent, the criminal responsibility that you have to have. You got to have the right state of mind in order for you to be guilty of murder one.
Jeff is on the I want to just bring Jeff in here. He's making a good point. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Guys, hey, Chaz, you're absolutely right. But the fact that she sent her husband to a further restaurant that they usually didn't go to so she'd have more time, this was premeditated. She planned. A crazy person's not going to say, I'm going to send my husband further away. I'm going to get everybody out of the house so I can kill my kid.
Then I'm going to take a call.
Yeah.
In the middle of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then take a call to make it sound like everything was fine and all that stuff. I'm so proud of the one person who held out, who had the balls, and he apparently does have the balls, to stand out and not be bullied to find her not guilty.
Oh, yeah, because the defense wanted him kicked off.
Yeah.
Wanted
to bring in an alternate.
You can't believe that, they were going to try forcing him to agree with them, even though these people are crazy.
No, I mean, the system worked. That's how it works. You're supposed to get 12 people to agree.
And they didn't.
And it's good. I spoke to someone who was on a jury of a murder trial in Waterbury, Connecticut, and they buckled because the other 11, and they changed their opinion just to get, it was Friday at 3:00.
Right. Pressure. Yep.
Right.
And they're like, let's just get out of here.
Yeah.
You know? And they regret that decision the rest of their lives.
It's true.
Yeah, all right, Jeff.
Thanks, man. Any other thoughts on this? I think the prosecution has to come back. They can't just let her walk. And they come back and it's going to be lesser charges this time, right?
Well, I think, the first trial could be looked at as like a very expensive focus group, right?
Yeah, you learn a lot.
Now both sides have to take stock of the risks. And for the Commonwealth, the point being made by Jeff and by you and by others about this piece of evidence regarding the phone call right? That to me, as a trial lawyer and advocacy teacher, that to me is you've got to take the strongest pieces of your proof and prioritize them. Mm. You've got to deprioritize everything else so that the jury has something significant to focus on. And Kevin Reddington is an expert at that, right? And the government may have missed an opportunity to really stomp on that piece of
the prosecution didn't pull it together till the end. Their close was so strong. It was like, why didn't you do that for the last 2 weeks?
Well, Chaz, you know, the thing that is so true, and long in the tooth trial lawyers like me know this, right? If you haven't already convinced a jury by the time you get to closings, it is a very rare day that you can pull a juror away from the decision they've already made quietly in their mind during a closing argument, right? People don't stay neutral about anything for any longer than they absolutely have to. So it's a fallacy to think that the closing argument is the most important part of a trial. It's not. The opening statement is the most important part of a trial because.
But then delivering on the promise of the opening statement, if you promise a bunch of stuff, we're going to show you this. We're going to show you. You got to show them that.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. And if you wait to bring the promises to fruition until summation, it's very, very hard. Think about the way you make decisions. If you walk in and you meet somebody at a family gathering you've never met before, within 10 seconds, you know whether or not this is somebody you want to talk to more or somebody that you like. That's and true. It's rare that that decision will change, right?
So we gotta,
from the moment the proof starts going, they are making decisions.
Kat, the litigator, follow her on social media. She's awesome. Yep. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dumbass.
Up yours. All right, we're going to talk about lightning strikes.
Okay.
We got a guy who was hit by lightning by holding an umbrella.
Yeah.
And we got another guy on the phone right now who has a lightning strike story.
Oh, cool. All right.
So let's start with this one. A New York man feels lucky to be alive after a lightning struck and knocked him off his feet. He escaped without serious injuries and went to buy a lottery ticket shortly thereafter.
I would.
Thomas Fahmy.
It was a flame?
F-A-H-M-Y. Fahmy?
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 Just call him Zap.
If you told me that meant flame, I'd believe.
Just call him Boof.
Was walking to a dentist appointment around 4:30 p.m. last Thursday, Staten Island, when lightning struck him in the foot. The dramatic moment was captured on a nearby doorbell camera.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
What do we have for audio here?
This is the news report.
Okay. So you're going to hear a lot of what I just said.
Right.
And then some.
This is the lightning strike. Flashes of red around 4:30 Thursday that knocked Thomas Fahmy off his feet.
I left the office a little bit early for that day to go to a dentist appointment. And I waited until the weather calmed down. No heavy rain. And I said, it's my time to go. But
it was.
That happened. That one in a million chance type of an incident happened.
When you see that, what do you think about?
It was astonishing. You just see a white flash.
Every year, the CDC tells
us. Is this the guy who's holding the umbrella?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was loud for a doorbell cam, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like you really get the force almost of the sound.
And how bright that lightning was. It was like,
And you ever see anyone like behind a counter act like they're walking downstairs that aren't there?
Yep.
And they just like go, woof.
Yep.
Like that's a trap what happened door to him.
Open. Yeah.
He just went, on.
Yep.
Goodbye.
It looked like in the cartoon when they walk into the puddle that's like a crater. It's like a lake.
Yep.
And then the umbrella's just floating on the top.
Yeah, that was some good shooting from that lightning.
Yeah, it was like the lightning just found his off switch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good day.
Right.
Yep.
Night-night.
400 people, give or take, are struck by lightning. And 90% of them survive, which is pretty amazing. But they're hurt. They suffered trauma.
The hurt.
See, here's the thing. This is the tree that got struck, and it seems perfectly fine, just like Thomas. Thomas did not suffer hearing loss or neurological damage or rashes all over his body. He seemed perfectly fine.
Hand him a light.
Yes, I did fall.
There's got to be a hole in his sock somewhere.
Yeah.
Or his underwears.
Yeah.
He's going to get a gray patch in a week.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Just come on, go.
I did fall to the ground. A lot of people are asking me, did I lose consciousness? No, I didn't. I didn't lose consciousness. But once the lightning struck me, the initial sensations that I had throughout my whole body were like tingling, numbness, pain. I feel this burning sensation.
Fahmy was rushed to the hospital. The doctor said drink fluids, and they did keep him overnight.
No burns. They did multiple full body examinations, and they said no burns at all. I went to church on Sunday, too, to
hit him again.
Thank you, God.
And Saturday, he bought a $5 Mega Millions lottery ticket.
Did you ever make it to the dentist?
No, I did not. I did not make it to the dentist.
Rescheduling that appointment and feeling very blessed.
That sound.
Yeah.
Oof. They should have just played that over and over in report.
Intense.
They showed it like in the background. They slowed it down.
Oh, okay.
There's a point where the flash is going and his whole body is lit up and the flash is behind him.
Yeah. He looks like one of those cartoons getting an x-ray.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You see the skeleton. Nah.
Yeah.
Looked like one of the people on the playground in Terminator 2.
And I love the tranquil picket fence, the nice little picket fence.
Yeah.
And then they'll right behind. Devastation. It's like, step.
What asswipe walks in a lightning storm with an open umbrella?
Yeah. Right.
That is called a lightning rod, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
We put these on our houses right. To attract the lightning.
Yeah. God's like, this is too easy. Watch this. He called the shot.
He's got the lightning rod he's holding, and he's going under a tree. It's like, no. Yeah.
He's okay. Like, come for me, please.
Right.
Nighty-night.
Great shot.
Now, while we were off last week, we were running a segment back about lightning strikes, and this person, Mark, called. And, Mark, you have a story?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What happened?
Okay. This was probably about 15 years ago. My wife and daughter were standing in the garage watching a lightning storm. Lightning hit the power lines across the street, followed the power lines in, and came out an outlet and hit my wife in the ankle bracelet.
Oh.
Now, is this a court-ordered ankle bracelet?
Oh, the cat is frying.
No, it was not.
Okay.
Knocked her on her butt. She slid back about 5 feet. My daughter turns around and looks and says, "What the F happened?"
It's electric. Boogie, boogie.
You can feel it. It's electric.
Now, my wife was barefoot, and my daughter had sneakers on, so she never felt it.
Right, yeah, because one was grounded, yeah, she was not.
And when the electrician came to fix all the outlets in the GFI in the garage, he told her that she was very lucky. All she ended up with was a burn mark around where the ankle bracelet was.
Were there, like, footprints in the ground? Burn marks?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's okay?
It was hard to tell.
Okay. That works for me.
Okay, I got you.
That works for me.
That was not the answer I was expecting.
No, I couldn't really tell.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
she said she was fine.
Yeah. Your hair looks different. You do? Control dial, but different.
You have a perm now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so smoky.
Wow. It's funny how fast that stuff finds the metal.
Yep.
It just knows where to find it.
Your right ankle bracelet.
I'm going to find you.
Right out there, right out the power outlet. And she just happened to be standing right directly in front of it. And it came out and got her.
Oof. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that story. I'm glad she's okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Take care.
You too.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Hey, how you doing?
Dumbass.
Up yours.
How you doing?
All right, we're going to start with a Texas sheriff reacting to a deer he thought was dead. And then if we have time, we'll go to the Walmart worker who says it's too early to have all their Halloween costumes out.
I agree.
All right, let's start with the Trinity County deputy's hilarious scream when he thought a deer was dead was not dead. So this is audio from the vehicle's dash cam. And the video was uploaded by Sheriff Woody Wallace. It shows the vehicle stopped and there's a deer lying in front of it.
Yep.
On the side of the road. And the deputy presumed it was dead, and he's walking up to see what happened. He has his flashlight out, and that wakes the deer up.
It's awake! Okay, it's good. Okay, yep, I'll just stunned it. We're good.
I'm going to put my best man on it.
It's awake! And then his voice drops. Yeah, we're good.
That's when Ice Cube got his back.
Oh, that is awesome. Oh,
and that wasn't a slow movement. I mean, the thing did jump up.
Yeah,
it didn't open its eyes and then kind of shake it.
No.
Shake off the hit.
Yep. And I like how fast he jumped back also. It's hard to look cool after that.
No, it's hard to look cool.
Ain't happening.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't be able to reproduce that if I tried.
No. Okay, it's good.
That's my favorite part.
Okay, it's good.
I'm fine now. Job done. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Okay, it's good.
Okay, it's good.
He went from police officer to cartoon character.
Yeah, cartoon hillbilly. Yeah.
Okay, it's good.
Sheriff. God, awesome.
It was pretty cool of him not to delete that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Airline Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's good to hear you back.
Thank you.
I it's been real tough driving, so I haven't been able to get back to you when you were talking about that jet going off the runway
down
of Miami. This is a story that Tweed New Haven, years ago when we were little kids, you know, we used to take that Sunday drive to the airport and watch the airplanes land.
Yeah.
And this was the first landing of the Eastern Airlines Whisper Jet at Tweed New Haven. And my father, I guess he was fortunate enough to be right at the end of the runway, facing, you know, the runway. I mean, It was perfect, front row. And everybody was anticipating this jet to land, the news, everybody.
Yeah.
And when it finally approached, you know, we're all excited and everything. And my mother kept on saying, Albert, I don't think that jet is going to, it's going to go off the runway. It got moved the car. And she kept on yelling at my dad. And my eyes are popping out. I'm like, this is cool. And then the jet ended up doing like a flyby. It just gunned it and went over the car just a couple hundred feet. And I was like, this is cool. And then it eventually landed. And the next day, I guess in the news or in the paper, they were talking about a near miss. You know, the jet almost went off the runway, couldn't land. My mother was right. And yeah, ever since that happened, that's what got me into aviation. I thought it was the coolest freaking thing in the world, even though it was dangerous.
Almost getting hit by a plane. Yep, that'll do it.
And there's the story of how Airline Jimmy became Airline Jimmy.
Nice. That's how I started. And after, you know, I got the, you know, they had a showing on the jet.
I think we're good with the story. I think we're good.
You hit it, man.
Yeah.
Is that when you lost your hearing, too?
Yes. I listen to turbines a lot.
Gotcha.
What?
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Yo mama.
All
right, let's start with the butterfly release that didn't go as planned. A simple butterfly release.
Yeah.
That should be nice, right?
Yes.
First of all, how did you capture these things and how long did you keep them captive?
Right.
You're a mean person.
You are.
Yeah.
You can order them.
What?
They will send them to you and you can like have it for your classroom. They have like a whole thing you set up and like you keep them so you can watch all the stages.
Oh.
Seems evil.
But yeah, like caterpillars first and become the butterflies, the whole nine yards, little kit.
That's the process.
That's how it works, AJ.
He remembers from school.
Who's a big boy?
You're going to see the Phil release in a moment.
Who's a big boy?
Listen, hey, look off the fourth floor.
Who's a big boy?
He can fly. Oh.
AJ, and it's called I Can Do Hard Things.
Metamorphosis.
I am going to have a great day.
I am going to kill your ass.
Who's a big boy?
So you were saying with the butterflies.
I'm having more fun now.
Oh, man. See, we didn't do this in my school.
With the caterpillar and...
See, we didn't do this in my school, yeah.
Do you know what the middle stage is called?
My finger. Because I can show it to you in a second. So you're saying about butterflies?
Teacher.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can do hard things.
I can do hard things.
Apparently I can. I am smart.
He's not smart.
I'm not smart.
I am kind.
I am kind.
Watch me later.
I'm good looking. Yeah. I'm a good person.
I'm a great person.
I will try my best today.
To kill Phil.
I will help my friends.
I will help my friends unless we're on the
earth. I believe in myself. Today's going to be a great day.
Today's going to be a great day.
Look to your friend and say, you're going to have a good day today.
You're going to have a good day. Oh, maybe not you, AJ.
You're going to die!
Everyone's going to have a good day today.
Isn't that fun?
I had a great time.
That's why I don't like school.
Can you explain? Just act like we're two, okay? Explaining the caterpillar butterfly thing to us. Okay,
first the caterpillar. And it goes to a cocoon, and it metamorphosizes.
Where does it go into the cocoon?
It spins a web around itself and becomes a cocoon.
Where?
On a branch, a tree, or something like that. It's a nice, safe spot for it to cocoonize. And then all of a sudden, after a certain amount of time, it becomes a butterfly. It emerges from the cocoon, and then flies off. Yay.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna have a great day.
Oh no, that
you're gonna have a great day.
That ended about 5 minutes ago.
All right, so a simple butterfly release turned into everyone screaming and crying. The smaller girl had the butterfly land on her face. She smacked it away and ran away.
Yep.
Stepping on it in the process.
That thing did not live long at all.
It did not.
No.
It's like when they let the seal go and it goes into the water and you see a whale just go...
Exactly. Right. Or a shark.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I know.
So here's the audio.
Kids crying at the same time. Actually, immediately.
That was a butterfly's family that witnessed what happened.
I love the girl in the background. It's not funny. It's dead.
See, now if you're a good parent, you get a butterfly outfit and you show up the kid in the middle of the night, go, you killed me.